This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Local musician Amy Blanding joins us in CIFR Studios today in conversation concerning the upcoming release of her new single on January 31st. This is more than just a digital signal for your entertainment, although that may be a side effect. Sunbirds is a protest song designed to bring awareness to the plight of all those affected by the ongoing incursion of Israeli forces in Gaza. Ms. Blanding is currently engaged in a lawsuit that emerged following a series of events which unfolded after her initial performance of this song in April 2024. Between then and now, Blanding was removed from her post as Director of Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Accessibility at Northern Health. Her colleague, Vash Ibadi-Cook, resigned in protest of her dismissal. Ms. Blanding sought legal advice and went public with her story. Since then, she has weathered a sustained flurry of online complaints and criticism, endured economic hardship due to unemployment, but has carried on not only as an advocate of Palestinian awareness, but also as a mother, a wife, and musician in the community of Prince George Clayby Tinay. And now, as of January 31st, the track which triggered this journey, Sunbirds, prepares to take flight. It's remarkable that through all this confusion and distraction that you were able to find focus again to pursue the release of this track.
Yeah.
Which was the original thing, circling back to it finally after several months and all that's happened to you. So this song has obviously changed your life in ways you likely never would have predicted. I'm going to imagine that was probably not in your wildest dreams.
Nope.
What was your original intent when articulating this piece? Has that intention changed or evolved as you've gone through, you know, so many challenges since initially performing that track?
It is interesting. I wrote Sunbirds, and I write a lot of my music because I'm compelled to say something. I feel often the way I think a lot of people feel when they're hit with these huge things that they just can't understand or that they feel like they need to talk about or do something about, and they don't know where to put that energy or they don't necessarily have an outlet. I'm a musician and an artist, and I've chosen in that place to use that platform that I've developed and I've been given and that I'm privileged to have to share things and hopefully share them in a way that connects with people on an emotional level such that they never think about these things the same way again and that they feel compelled to talk to their community about or to make a difference or make a change. And it's also just like, I'm compelled to do it. I have to say something. I have to do something. And so the songs often write themselves in a way. And you'll see that with most of my music and a lot of the new music that's been coming out that I've been performing over the past couple of years that will get recorded later this year on a new album. I tell stories that need to be told. And I think I give voice to folks who are silenced, often marginalized voices that we don't give space to. Again, I considered it my responsibility to use the stage that I have to share those stories and to make space for those voices. Sunbirds is the same. Since October of 2023, I haven't been able to sleep very well because I'm haunted by images of mothers like myself holding babies the same age as my little boy, wrapped in white shrouds, wailing. And like have a visceral psychological reaction to these images. I can't not talk about them and I can't not express them through my art. That was always what Sunbirds was for me an opportunity to express my rage, but also to sing about a place that, from what I've read and what I've seen and what I've heard from Palestinian friends, is such a beautiful land. and it's filled with beautiful people, olive trees and music and art of its very own, and stories of people walking for miles on their own land. And I want to articulate the beauty and the pain that we're seeing. And so, yeah, that was always what Sunbirds was. And then it, of course, took on a life of its own. And I don't think that's changed too much. My intention now with the song, I think, is like it's definitely taken, it's become sort of a touchstone for me and is probably the most important song I've ever written. And that's okay. I think art is necessary in times like this. It's important for us to have protest songs that we can grab onto, and, you know, it lights the way through the movement towards collective liberation. So if I can contribute in some small way to that, I'll feel really grateful. And if we can raise some money with the song as well, that will be just the best thing ever.
The amount of rigor that's been attributed to this song is fairly above average in comparison to your typical track.
Yeah.
As you mentioned before, it's really nothing new for you to be exploring, you know, a theme that's political in nature or that has to do with social justice or human suffering, or really just observing the world around us.
Yeah, exactly.
As this goes out into the world, you have touched on this, but is there a particular aspect that you're hoping that people take from it beyond awareness of this issue?
I think, like I said before, my real concern, and you obviously see this on a daily basis, is that these massive issues that have such an impact on humanity and an impact on all of us just fall off the news cycle and are never heard from again. And we're a product of our culture and our society that looks for that instant fix or something new to pay attention to. And the last thing that I want is for us to forget about Palestine, not just for the people who are still dying and for the healthcare workers who are still fighting for people's lives in Gaza, and not just for Syria and Lebanon and the other countries that are now dealing with this barrage of just crazy violence. It's not just for that, and that would be enough, but also because the liberation of Palestine is inextricably linked to our collective liberation. We are watching it unfold, but we are a part of it. And I think that this is an unprecedented time. And if we can keep the story going, those of us in the West and those of us with privilege, if we can keep the story going and look at it in a new way and bring humanity to it, we are forcing change. It's happening. I mean, Starbucks is losing money because people are boycotting because of their participation in funding the genocide. And the global majority is making change. And we have to keep going with that. We can't let these short sound bites and little tiny TikToks distract us from the fact that we can actually make a difference here, and that we can educate towards collective liberation, and we can free ourselves and the indigenous people from Turtle Island to Palestine from oppression. We actually have the capacity to do that. And so that seems like really grandiose. But what my job is like, what is my part? What is one thing that I can do? What is one thing that everybody can do to make sure that this is fresh and it stays there and it's raw and it's like top of the news cycle, top of mind, that you don't stop talking about Palestine, you don't stop talking about everything that it's connected to? And this can help do that. Every time you listen to Sunbirds, maybe you'll think about that. The final line of the song is, you can censor every song, but we rise up together, one stage, one voice, till all of us are free. Like, that is a possible place to arrive at, and it's not Pollyanna, it's like hope driven by action. And so this is the one thing that I'm doing now, and you can download the song and contribute to that momentum. And if everyone contributes to all the little things across the globe, like, we will see change. And it won't be the last thing that I do, of course, but right now in this moment, this is in my control and I have the capacity to do it. And I'm grateful for the opportunity.
So all proceeds of the track Sunbirds go towards Wear the Peace, an organization providing immediate care needs within Palestine. We're talking food, clothing, water, shelter, transporting people to hospital, immediate care, on the ground efforts, and
as well as support to transport folks for medical emergencies and surgeries out of Gaza and then back in. All of the information about the organization can be found on wearthepeace.com.
Where can we find your song?
So it will be available on Bandcamp. So it's amyblanding.bandcamp.com. And I have to stress that you have to download the song off of Bandcamp in order for me to actually receive the funds to then donate to Wear the Peace. You can obviously go and donate to Wear the Peace yourself at any point, and I would urge anybody to do that. But if you are interested in the track, you can download it for $1 or $100 or $1,000. And any time that I get a ka-ching from Bandcamp that's related to someone downloading Sunbirds, that money will be immediately transferred to Murad from Wear the Peace. Thank you. There's been an immeasurable amount of support from this community for me over the past 8 months. Folks that some I've never met before and that I would never have known about if they hadn't reached out to me. Everything from emails and messages of solidarity to what can I do to letter writing campaigns to the Minister of Health asking for change, demanding change. Even folks who showed up at my house with a bundle of grocery cards. It's been overwhelming and beautiful, and I feel very, very held by this community. So I'll use this platform as an opportunity to say thank you from the depths of my soul. Thank you. And also, let's keep it going. Let Sunbirds be a catalyst for you. It's definitely been a catalyst for me. And let's see what we can do over the next year, because I'm currently unemployed, so I got a lot of time and energy.
I thank you for sharing just so much and being so vulnerable with me today. Your journey with the track Sunbirds continues to take shape as it's being released January 31st, 2025. The song is performed by Amy Blanding alongside local group Reckless Burning. More information can be found at www.amyblanding.com. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.